I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Josh Allen's kryptonite may not even have an opportunity to impact him, and that's been Patrick Mahomes. There were always questions of the what if. The what if Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills have to go to Kansas City and Arrowhead. He's shown that he is well, willing, and able to put the team on his back to win a football game if it's not versus Patrick Mahomes. If he has to go to Denver, if he has to go any other team outside of, you know, Arrowhead, man, I'm putting my money on Josh Allen because he's the game changer that we all know he could be.
Cam Newton. The Bills at 9-4 and sitting fifth in the AFC playoff race. It will go to sixth if the Chargers win tonight. Too early still to care about the exact order, but the Chargers would have the edge on the Bills if they were tied. And so LA at 8-4, home to the Eagles tonight. Philadelphia a 2-point favorite. 803-0550 for us, Football Monday. Mike Shope and the Bulldog WGR. Eric Wood at 4. Sal Capaccio at 5, the Sabres at 9 with pregame at 8 in Calgary, Brian Koziol. Let's go to Angelo here. Hello.
Hi, guys. It's Ange.
Ange, how are you?
Good. I'm glad you just played that bit. The talking heads on ESPN all sort of talk about the Bills. If they make it, you know, win it all, that somehow it'll be lessened because they didn't have to go through Kansas City. And my point is, we played a game against Kansas City that was very important to Kansas City early in the season, and we beat them. And they're not going to get to – we don't have to play them again. And so as far as I'm concerned, we've already taken care of Kansas City.
Well, we should have lost to them on purpose. We should have let them win, or else – so it's not illegitimate.
Right. We could beat them in January when it really matters.
Right.
Right. So it mattered then, and we're on our way.
What do you think, Ange, like the Chiefs, by the way, let me ask you about them. Do you think that's over, and does it make sense that they're as bad as they look?
I think it's over for this year. I don't think it's over. I mean, they also said it's the end of a dynasty. I don't think that's the case. I think we're going to have to worry about the Chiefs and Mahomes in the future. But I think it's over for this year. They look like a stuck pig, but for a variety of reasons.
Look terrible. Yeah, thanks, Ange. What do you think?
Stuck tank. I like that a lot. That is, I think they're done. Yeah, I think they're done. I don't know. Maybe they'll make it interesting, but they have looked this bad for
2 years,
quite a while. It's just last year they got away with it for all the, you know, hand-wringing we're doing here about the style of the Bills' offense and the passing game and they have enough and all this stuff. The Chiefs, we're a long ways from, oh, well, Rice is back and now Worthy and Hollywood Brown is healthy. Like, they've had their guys, and they just cannot put it together. So I think it's for this year, it's over.
I mean, I don't.
You think they can still run down a wild card spot?
I can't say it yet. I really still can't believe they lost last night from 10-10, but they dropped every pass. The timing's off. Anytime Mahomes goes deep, it's wrong. Somebody's either covered or it's just too overthrown. It's never right. Kelce can't catch anything now. Rice drops big passes. They never run it. And defensively, they're okay. Like, I thought Stroud looked worse than Mahomes in a lot, for a section of this game where I thought it was going to get away from Houston. But Kelce just volleyballs a pass to the Texans, and they're in one of those ruts. I think, just like I'd say about the Bills, and we've talked about this, I mean, turnovers, there's a lot of randomness to it. If those plays don't end up in Houston's hands, I think maybe even last night the Chiefs are fine.
They might have gotten away with it, yeah.
What is that to say? Like, that's part of football. So they'll play the Chargers next week in Arrowhead. We'll see what the Chargers have for that. We'll see what they have tonight. They're interesting in all this. Exact seating and I don't know. Are they actually good? Do we think they're good?
The Chargers?
Yeah. When they don't have their tackles, they tend to get blown out, and now they don't. Alt is the big one. Like, he's injured.
Yeah.
Out for the year, right?
Yeah. I believe that's right. Because he was out and then came back, and then he went out again, and now I think it's permanent.
KC will be favored in that game next week.
Sort of like the way the Bills are favored this week in New England, I think. Like, the newer team with the better record is not going to get the respect yet.
Well, I think that is different, maybe, when it comes to L.A. Because I don't know how much respect they really have.
They're not 11-2 either. Yeah,
that's right.
Right.
But I don't know if that's right. I mean, maybe that line isn't up because the Chargers still have a game tonight. Here is Gerald next. Hello.
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, and I'm only asking this question strictly based on age. At what point do the Buffalo Bills start looking at Josh's replacement?
Not yet.
Not right now, probably. Yep.
Not this April. I mean, not now. I'm not trying to be jerky. Like, of course, they're not thinking about it right this moment. But in another 5 or 6 years at this moment, their scouts would probably be looking at guys, I think. But it's not. We're nowhere near it right now. We're, like, in the middle of his career, I think.
Yeah.
So
imagine if they did anything like that in next year's draft. What would that be? That would sort of be this day two.
I wanna get this person's number and, like, call and meet them, and I want to do, like, a deep dive think piece on how one comes to want to call a radio show today to ask that question. And I'm not really I am making some fun of the caller by even saying that, but, like, what gets you to that space on the board today? Is it conversations with friends? We just heard from Cam Newton. He didn't last that long. He played a big, rugged, tough, mean game, and injuries knocked him out eventually. Much sooner than you might have thought when he was in the middle of his career, like I just referred to Josh. So I just like to know the mechanisms that led to that question being asked today.
I don't know.
Couldn't be further from my mind. Who is going to replace Josh Allen someday?
You know where you wouldn't call that crazy is Baltimore right now. I mean, I'm not sure it's that good a point in Baltimore either.
Right.
But I think right now with Jackson, who had a better game yesterday, it's okay. Is something different now? All these injuries, wasn't as willing to run. Are we getting to a point where we want to talk about how many more years? Not at all with the Bills, but maybe with the Ravens a little bit.
I think he had a rushing touchdown yesterday for the first time since the opener.
Yeah, yeah. There was a little bit of that.
He's missed some time, so, I mean, it's not – he's played them all or anything, but still, that's pretty incredible. Although he's never been the touchdown guy.
No. If that caller calls you in Baltimore today, I don't think you laugh him out of the room. Maybe. I doubt it, though. I don't think you laugh him out of the room. Here?
What are we doing?
Come on. Jeff is next. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are we doing, guys?
Good.
So, kind of a comment question, too. So, I really believe that McDermott has ascended as far as, like, his aggressiveness. And I just think these last 4 or 5 games especially, he's been showing, like, a big change in how he coaches. And obviously, Andy Reid is a phenomenal coach. He's, you know, Hall of Fame, all that. But do you think maybe his play calling and these trick plays are getting stale? And how many trick plays can you honestly do? I mean, when does it stop helping the team? You know what I mean? Like, and start hurting them. That's pretty much all I got, guys. I mean, you can maybe comment on that.
Okay. Are the Chiefs running a bunch of trick plays?
I don't know. And if we're talking about McDermott, are we talking about, like, Christian Benford blitzing aggressiveness? Or are we talking about fourth downs? Because he's mostly been like this on fourth downs for the whole time.
Right.
Not the whole time, but, like, you know.
It's not different. You're different.
The whole time they've been a contender, he's, you know, he turtled in that first AFC title game. Like you've said, many the field goals, I think it changed almost after that. I mean, I don't remember every chapter and verse, but 3 of 4 again on fourth downs, we don't even talk about them anymore.
They don't talk. We don't talk about them when they work. That's the rule. Jeff is next. Hello.
Hey, boys.
Hi.
Just conflicted, concerned about the defense, and also listening to a lot of the talking.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Heads last night on Sunday Night Football, but the defense was the reason we won the game. Without the Bedford pick six and the interception, we don't win the game. So it's my head's spinning. Help me work through this. What are you guys' thoughts?
Well, you can get away with having flaws on defense and having guys open and allowing your opponent to convert 9 of 11 third downs if you are going to score. Like, you just, it washes away a lot of sins. Being able to get a play like Benford made, and then the very next offensive snap for Cincinnati is another interception. You go down and score again, and it's game. I mean, you hung on at the end, but that it swung the game. So there's no mystery. Their defense is still really taxed. They don't have a pass rush rushing four. I mean, as it turns out, you're probably not blitzing Benford if you're getting pressure with four, and if Bosa's in the game or something. But you know, you turn to an alternative, and you get a huge play there. I mean, they blitzed Benford last week in Pittsburgh with Bosa in there. They combined for that play. But my point is, they've got flaws for sure on defense that aren't going anywhere. What they're not going to be faced with is that passing offense again between now and the end of the year.
This premises the defense is why they won? I mean, when you win a game on a field goal on the last play, is the kicker why you won? The defense is what scares me. Allen is why they beat anybody. Almost always, whenever they win, it's usually like you start with him, and maybe you don't have to go further than that. I don't know. I'm scared about the D. Maybe they're, what? I don't know if this is right. Saving grace or something will be who they don't have to play in the postseason, Mahomes or Burrow, maybe. But that doesn't mean they're good. Like, I think the defense is kind of scary.
No, nobody was saying they're good. The caller nor me. It was merely the guys saying, I'm conflicted. I'm worried about them, but they made these huge plays that
you should still
helped you win the game.
You should still be worried then.
Yes. Those plays are pretty random, basically what I said.
Yeah, I mean, you're even saying like if Bosa plays, Benford isn't.
Maybe. I mean, he did. Yeah, I know. I mean, he did. He was blitzing on the big play against Pittsburgh last week with Bosa in there. But yeah, I mean, they had to resort to that to try to get pressure. They could not get to the passer at all without sending extra people.
Well, look, I mean, a couple of these years they've had top-ranked defenses. And I might not have thought, although I probably did, I might not have thought year to year that that's irrelevant and the only chance they have is through Allen. I definitely think that now. And I think looking back at the last 5 years, it was right to think that for the last 5 years. Because in the end, their defense did not get stops every year when they lost. I don't need to have the whole debate with you, but like to me, like that's the number one reason why you lost. You could not get Mahomes or Burrow off the field. So maybe if it's Bo Nix, they can get Bo Nix off the field, or even May. But this is their weakest defense of the era, is it not?
I don't think there's any question.
It's not even close, right? Like this is. It's good to see Benford in the play. Benford is like Bernard. When Bernard was, he didn't ever really grade that well, or usually, but he made these big plays, and you won, and wow, look at Bernard. And Benford, who has graded well, you know, his whole career pretty much, this year really wasn't, and now you're getting, 2 weeks in a row, he's in the end zone. Like that's probably better.
And he is shutting down. I mean, he did a great job yesterday, and even last week, although Pittsburgh was so meek, but yeah, it feels like maybe he's a guy on the defense that might be playing his best football of the year. Certainly, I wouldn't go so far as to say his career.
Metcalf did have a game yesterday for Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. and he was largely irrelevant in the Bills game. Also, he got to be a gunner at one point yesterday. DK
really?
Metcalf. Yeah. Somebody was hurt in that role. Olszewski, is that his name?
Sure.
And they pulled him off, and Metcalf went in and did the...
Wow.
The role.
Good for him.
Kind of cool. Eric Wood at 4. Football Monday continues after this here on WGR.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.